And we're coming to you live from the SportsKita offices in Bangalore with the big news that has just emerged this evening. MS Dhoni has stepped down from the captaincy of India's limited overs teams, that is T20 and ODI. The BCCI just sent out a tweet just a short while back announcing this news. This really caught us all completely unawares. I've got my colleague Rajdeep here with me, SportsKita cricket writer. In typical fashion, Dhoni has handed over the reins of the limited overs team to probably Virat Kohli. There is no official announcement to that effect. Dhoni has indeed confirmed that he is available for selection, so we could well see him play under his protege Virat Kohli. Rajdeep, never saw this coming, huh?
Not really, and like you said, in typical Dhoni fashion, he is retired. He did not make much fuss about it. And it will be very interesting to see how he plays under Kohli. Although we were eagerly looking forward to seeing Dhoni again as captain. His last assignment was against New Zealand, where India won 3-2. And all the fans across India were looking forward to see Dhoni as captain. But now it is going to be very interesting to see how he plays under Kohli. And, you know, if he gets selected, that is, which he should be selected.
Yeah, and then Dhoni will probably go down as one of the most successful, you know, captains across limited overs formats. I believe you have some stats for all of us here.
Yeah, so he is the player who has played the most number of international matches as captain. And he's also the only captain to have played more than 50 matches across all the three formats. That is the ODI, Test and T20 formats. And he's the only captain in history to have won the ICC World T20 back in 2007 and the ICC World Cup and, of course, the Champions Trophy. And throwing a few more stats at you, he's captained India in 199 ODIs. Well, he could have reached 200, but that's Dhoni for you. He stopped at 199. And he's won 110 out of them, lost 74 and tied 4 of them. In T20s, he has captained India for 72 matches, won 41 of those, lost 28 of those, and tied one of them.
Yeah, I mean, simply put, probably one of the most influential and one of the most successful limited overs captain the game has probably ever seen. And among several other things, he will be missed as a captain, his leadership on the field. For me in particular, those gestures from behind the stumps, without saying a word, getting the whole team in order, I'll probably miss that the most. What I'll also miss are his post-match press conferences, right? Who could possibly forget how he, you know, hauled up the Aussie reporter
exactly,
in a post-match
yeah.
press conference and, you know, made a mockery out of him. MS Dhoni as a captain will be missed. That said, you know, it will be interesting to see how Virat Kohli takes over the reins of the limited overs team. You know, having seen how he's taken over captaincy in the longer format, I think this should, you know, be a walk in the park for him, quite simply. We will be bringing more news pertaining to this through the remainder of the evening or whatever is left of it, and through the course of the day tomorrow. Stay tuned to everything that we bring to you via our Facebook pages and on the